With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In a move today likely staving off higher import taxes on both sides, President Trump and the European Union agreeing to a trade deal setting a 15% tariff on most goods. The deal comes when Mr. Trump and European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen met briefly in Scotland. That meeting culminated months of bargaining with the White House deadline Friday that would have imposed punishing tariffs on the EU. Author and historian Michael Oren tells Salem Radio Network Israel must protect their Druze allies in harm's way in Syria.
Just as Israel would send its soldiers out to defend Jewish communities that are in danger abroad, so too we must defend the relatives, the blood kin of our members of our blood covenant with the Druze people. So this Israel is doing it with honor in the face of some international criticism, even criticism from members of the Trump administration.
Dr. Owen says Israel's relationship with the Druze people has been difficult at times.
It's a complicated relationship, I must tell you. I fought in Lebanon for many years, and in Lebanon I fought against the Druze. The Druze were allied with Hezbollah for a long time. Now I don't know where they stand. The Druze in Syria are different in that way, in that they are very appreciative of Israel's help.
Russia scaling down its Navy Day celebrations due to security concerns from ongoing Ukrainian drone attacks. Authorities canceled a number of warship parades during the weekend. Passenger train derailing in southern Germany. At least three people have been killed. Many have been hurt. Cause of that crash under investigation. Brutal wildfires in several European nations. Several deaths reported in Turkey and Spain. Other fires in Greece and Bulgaria. This is SRN News. United States Army has issued an apology.
During the Biden years, an anti-terrorism briefing was given at Fort Bragg during which instructors listed various pro-life organizations as potential terrorist groups. Pro-lifers complained to no avail. But now that President Trump is back in office, the Army is issuing an apology stating that, quote, this mischaracterization was not only inaccurate but also deeply inappropriate, as was the previous administration's inadequate response to the serious incident. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials in some states taking aim at higher education, seeking to make state-supported schools less hostile to conservatives and Christians. Indiana, Florida, Ohio, Texas, Iowa, and Idaho have focused on university governance rules for those who pick university presidents and boards and how much control they exert over curriculums and faculty tenure. This is SRN News. Experts say it's really getting frightening. More and more kids today are turning to AI for guidance, advice, and friendship.
About a third of teens say they had discussed serious or important issues with AI instead of real people. The study's lead author, Michael Robb, says the results should send a warning to parents, teachers, and policymakers. The largely unregulated AI industry is becoming as integrated with adolescents as smartphones and social media. Experts say many parents don't know how their kids are using AI. I'm Mike Hempen.
Intel dumping thousands of workers and cutting expenses. The new CEO works to revive the chipmakers' fortunes. Intel says it plans to end the year with 75,000 core workers. That's down from 99,000 at the end of last year. More details at srnnews.com.